This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This was kind of an economic good news, economic bad news day over in the UK. A report this morning from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the Brits are going to be dealing with one of the highest rates of inflation among G20 economies this year, 6.9%. On the other hand, as economists are wont to say, the OECD figures the UK is going to skate by without actually falling into a recession. But a slew of big companies over there have been complaining that the British economy is overregulated and excessively bureaucratic, which, if you can recall, lo these many years later, was something that Brexit was supposed to fix. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the latest in the long, long saga of post-Brexit Britain.
The boss of this steel company, Simon Boyd, is an ardent supporter of Brexit and not a happy man.
I'm rather disappointed to be sitting here today saying that Brexit still hasn't been delivered, but that remains the case.
And this, remember, is more than 3 years after the UK exited the bloc.
We've got to deliver Brexit.
The UK is, of course, out of the European Union, so that is Brexit, isn't it?
Well, that is Brexit in name, but we're still tied to the short tails. When you're going to cut something free, cut it free.
Boyd is dismayed that thousands of EU regulations that he says make his business less competitive than foreign steelmakers remain on the statute book, in spite of an earlier pledge by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Mr. Sunak said he's for Brexit. He's going to reform all these 4,000 regulations. What's he doing? Not a lot.
The government says it needs more time to sift through the laws and says it'll scrap 600 of them by the end of the year. But there are broader concerns about post-Brexit Britain. A string of large corporations has accused the country of being anti-business, Microsoft among them. It angrily slammed the UK after the British regulator blocked the company's takeover bid for major American video gamer Activision. The EU regulator then okayed the deal. Brexit supporters were furious. Matthew Lesh of the Free Market Institute of Economic Affairs.
The UK has taken probably a more, even more aggressive line, kind of more aggressive anti-tech line than even the European Union.
He agrees with Microsoft that this sends a negative signal to international investors.
This is a missed opportunity for the UK to differentiate itself from the EU and be somewhere where it's easier to do business and it's easier to invest.
A sharp rise in the level of corporate tax, up to 25%, has compounded the impression that Britain has become less welcoming for business. Personal taxation is rising sharply too. The problem, says Ben Harris-Quinney, head of the world's oldest conservative think tank, the Bow Group, is that a conservative government has lurched to the left.
We have the highest taxes in 70 years. We have the highest level of spending, we have the highest level of regulation, we have the highest level of immigration in history.
And he says since the overwhelming majority of British politicians never really believed in Brexit, the government has not exploited the opportunities it offered to create a flexible, competitive economy.
It was really about divergence from the regulatory alignment we had with the European Union. The government has failed to deliver that.
The IMF has given the UK government credit for stabilising the economy after the wild gyrations last fall following the mini-budget of the previous Conservative Premier, Liz Truss. But the vast majority of Brits, according to the latest poll, blame the four successive Conservative governments for mismanaging Brexit. 75% of those polled agreed with the statement that Brexit had the potential for success, but government implementation made it fail. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.